NZ warns influencers over illegal casino promotions. New Zealand authorities have begun cracking down on social media influencers endorsing offshore online casinos and warned of significant financial penalties for those who fail to remove the unlawful content. The Department of Internal Affairs, DIA, announced it has issued its first-ever takedown notices amid a rise in influencers promoting foreign gambling websites. Vicky Scott, Director of Gambling Regulatory Services at the DIA, told RNZ that influencers were working with international online casinos to run live streams, giveaways, and promote direct links to the casino sites in their content. Fines of up to $10,000 per violation. Advertising offshore gambling operators is illegal under the Gambling Act, and Scott has warned that the DIA will be taking action with fines of up to $10,000 for each violation. Quote, "We've been investigating this and we will be taking actions in relation to those influencers who are very publicly and clearly breaking the law. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, but when you think that they'll be liable every single time they run one of these ads, they could quite quickly rack up." Vicky Scott, DIA Director of Gambling Regulatory Services. However, the Problem Gambling Foundation believes the DIA's response isn't strong enough and is calling for more fines for both influencers and gambling operators to make it extremely clear that they are breaking the law. Maori communities being targeted. A spokesperson for the Problem Gambling Foundation, Indri Frode, raised concerns about the deliberate targeting of Maori gamblers by using Maori social media personalities to promote these offshore platforms. Frode described this kind of targeting as appalling. According to the Ministry of Health, Maori are three times more likely than non-Maori to be moderate risk or problem gamblers. So far, the DIA has issued 4 formal warnings and is investigating 13 additional influencers, but Scott warned that the true number of offenders could be significantly higher. The DIA has not disclosed the names of the influencers involved, citing privacy concerns and their right to contest the warnings. Scott explained that because offshore gambling platforms fall outside of New Zealand's regulatory framework, the government cannot enforce rules around harm prevention or consumer protections. However, the government is preparing to regulate online casino gambling for the first time. A new legal market is expected to launch in February 2026, with 15 licenses to be auctioned off, primarily to large multinational gambling firms. These licensed operators will be permitted to advertise legally in New Zealand for the first time. The Problem Gambling Foundation has voiced concern that legalizing online gambling advertising will lead to a surge in marketing and is calling for a complete ban on gambling promotions throughout the country.